Welcome to the Frequency 49 show. I'm Paul MacDonald, alongside Gary Rutledge, Kev Nayland, and Stuart Whittaker. Hello, guys.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
How are we all doing today?
Much better than Monday night, I think. A bit more positive, and because Brian's not here, I think we're going to have a really good show.
Specifically because Brian's not here.
Yeah, Mr. Positive himself there's rumours he's at the Reading game, but he told us he's at work. So we'll see what the truth is in a couple of days' time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just about recovered from Sunday night when I listened to the show earlier this evening. That kind of went, oh God, not that again. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it was a bad. It really down show, wasn't it? There was no positive that we could take from that game at all,
apart from the 6 o'clock start.
Apart from the 6 o'clock start, yeah. The 49ers are returning home to Levi Stadium after a two-game road trip that raised and then lowered our spirits. This week's opponent is the 10-3 Cincinnati Bengals. Is there any way the 49ers can get a win from this game, Gary?
Well, there's good news in the form of Andy Dalton's out injured, and there's also news that Tyler Eifert might be out. So with two of their biggest players out, there is a bit of sunshine on the horizon, but I still think, and I think Vegas are agreeing with that, that we're going to get slaughtered in this. I think we're going to lose quite heavily because the Bengals themselves are a very high scoring team with AJ McCarron or Andy Dalton. So I don't see any escape for us this week, but I think we're back home. After last week's performance, it can't get any worse. So I'm expecting them to turn on a good show and at least end up with a couple of touchdowns and maybe give us a little bit to smile about before we all go to bed at midnight.
They have, as you say, they've lost their quarterback, Andy Dalton, possibly for the rest of the regular season, maybe for the postseason as well. We don't know that yet. And he has been replaced with AJ McCarron, who I believe came out of Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
He seems to have a decent game against the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger last weekend. 22 of 32 for 280 yards and two touchdowns. That's not bad for a rookie QB. He's going to come into Levi's and try and take on Blaine Gabbert and the 49ers. Gabbert didn't have the greatest of games. 9 sacks, as we said. 18 of 28 for 194 yards and one TD. Kev, what's your thoughts on the game this weekend?
Well, I'm just planning on ignoring form and just going with random stats that we're going to win. So
that's random.
Yeah. So no Alabama QB has won a game since 1997 in the NFL. So we'd like to keep that one going. And we haven't lost a home game to the Bengals since 1974. So we'd like to keep that one going.
This is some serious research.
Yeah. And the last time we played the three original C teams with orange on their helmets, we beat the Bears, lost to the Browns, and then beat the Bengals. So I'm hoping we repeat that one.
Sounds a little bit like clutching at straws there, Kev. That's some deep research to find some positives.
Stuart, to bring us all back down to earth, looking at the stats across the two teams, the Cincinnati Bengals, all but one of their stats, when we're looking at stats, points scored, points allowed, passing yards, rushing yards, defensive passing yards, defensive rushing yards. When we're looking at all of the Cincinnati Bengals stats, all but one of theirs is in the top half of the league. All but one of ours is in the bottom half of the league. What do you think? Is there any way that we can win this game coming up on Sunday?
No, I'd like to say there is, but I just can't see it personally. I mean, you think about the Cincinnati Bengals, they're a team that could, I mean, until last week, you probably thought they have a good chance of maybe going all the way this year. I mean, they've got a lot of depth. I mean, they've certainly got a better pass rush than the Browns have. So that's a worrying stat to start with. They've got two good running backs. And obviously, even if Eifert doesn't play, they've got three or four good wide receivers. Above all, they're better coached than the 49ers. I mean, Hugh Jackson's possibly, if the 49ers looking for a coach at the end of the season, this possible candidate, I would have thought, in that he's a good offensive mind and would like to put right what went wrong at the Raiders a couple of years ago. With regard to the quarterback McCarron, I think coming out of college, he was a smart quarterback in sort of a good system, a successful system. And with the way that the Bengals offense runs smoothly, I don't think it's going to be such a big transition for them. And also, for me, in games where the starting quarterback's missing, the team tends to give it extra 10 or 20% in the first game. So that's a bit of a long answer to your question, but in short, no, I don't think the 49ers have got any chance to win this weekend.
Blaine Gabbert's been known to rely on throws to his tight ends, hasn't he? The 49ers have lost tight ends faster than I think any other position in the team this season. We're now down to Blake Bell, who was he about the sixth round draft pick from last year, I think. Because we've lost Garrett Selleck. Vance McDonald is questionable after a concussion. He's missed the last two games already. Whether he comes back this season, we don't know. Is there anyone left that he can throw to?
Well, I do think we have got plenty of weapons. And, you know, okay, not at tight end, but, you know, we've still got Bolden out there. We've still got Torrey Smith if his back spasms have healed. And, you know, we saw Jerome Simpson come into the game. Yeah, okay, it was a garbage time TD. But, you know, there's deep threats there. We've got pass-catching running back in Drawn as well. So he's certainly got targets there. He just needs to find them.
Want to say a quick hello to Rajiv Prasad from the Niner Empire, who is helping us to spread the word of the Frequency 49 show to members around the Empire, around the world. So thanks very much for that, Rajiv. Much, much appreciated. The 49ers, as we know, had an absolutely awful game last week against the Cleveland Browns. They need to step up in every single department, don't they?
Yes, they do. Simple as that. I don't think it's possible to play any worse than we did for 58 minutes last week. Watching last week, it was difficult to see where anything was coming from. The defence was slow. The offensive line was missing. We just got nothing going at all, basically, until the end of the game where Cleveland just, yeah, weren't really bothered by that point.
On the plus side, though, that's two games where we finished really strong. So, you know, let's hope we can actually start a game strong.
Wow, the silver lining there. Vegas have the Cincinnati Bengals as 4.5-point favourites.
Is that
Stuart,
all?
Well, yeah, this is it. Stuart, do you think that's a fair reflection of this game, or would you give them a higher advantage than that?
Yeah, I think I'd give them a bit of a higher advantage. I think they should be favoured by at least a touchdown in this game. I mean, yeah, I mean, the 49ers, I mean, offensively, you know, we've seen it's been very sort of mediocre at best, and the defence is up and down. I mean, in the home games, the defence has played quite well, and I think our best case scenario could be a game similar to the Green Bay game where they sort of keep it quite tight without ever threatening to sort of win, if you know what I mean, but still lose by a touchdown or so.
Okay, that's the Cincinnati game dealt with. Kev, tell us about the pick six and how it's been going this week.
Okay, so before I do the pick six, just a quick shout out to Claire the Bear, who generously does free NFL giveaways. And after her Bears gave the game to us the other week, gave away a 49ers prize, which I managed to win.
Hey.
With a chance, yeah, some good stuff in there as well. The parcel turned up today, but I wasn't here to get it, so I'm going to pick it up at some point later in the week. So, to be in with the chance of winning other NFL giveaways, follow her on Twitter at ClaireDeBear85. And if you've got any NFL stuff lying around you don't have a need for, get in touch with her to arrange to send it over so it can be in future giveaways. She's always on the lookout for stuff.
Just spell that Twitter handle out for us, Kev, so everyone's got it, because it's not spelled normally, is it?
No, so it's at ClaireDeBear85.
So get Claire the Bear followed, and who knows, you might be winning some gear yourself.
Yes. So on to the pick six. The six games this week, we've got a much later time scale to them than most weeks. We've got two of the 6 o'clock games, a 9:05 game, two 9:25 games, and the 1:30 game. So we've got Panthers at the Giants, the Falcons at the Jags, Packers at the Raiders, Bengals at the 49ers, Broncos at the Steelers, and the Cardinals at the Eagles. So do you guys want to have a guess at the tie?
It's got to be Falcons, Jags.
I think it's the Giants game. Panthers, Giants.
Stu, do you want to guess?
Yeah, Jags and Falcons.
Okay, we'll see when we go through them then. Okay, so game one. It's Panthers at the Giants. Stu?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants in this game. I just think it's the type of game that they'll turn up for. Yeah, I think this is the only one. This is the only game that will stop Carolina going from 16-0. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants.
Okay. Gary?
Yeah, I'm not going to side with Stu on that. I think after a 38-0 win last week, the Panthers are still on a good roll. So I think the Panthers are going to move to 14-0.
Okay, Paul?
If I remember rightly, the Panthers haven't actually secured first place in the division yet, or first place in the conference yet, have they? So they are still playing for something. I think they're going to go all out for this one, so it's a Panthers win.
Okay. I'm going to go for the Giants because they've got a knack of defeating unbeaten teams and other teams that are much better than they are.
I didn't get the tie.
Indeed, yes. So, game two, Falcons at the Jags. Gary?
I'd love to go with the Jags as they're sort of fastly becoming my second team. But I think after last week, the Falcons are going to have to bounce back. They can't get any worse than they were last week. And the Jags can't get any better than they were. So it is a coin toss, but I'm going to say the Falcons are just going to edge this one out.
Okay. Paul?
I think momentum's going to carry in this game. 51 points for the Jags last week, 0 points for the Falcons. As much as the Falcons may well bounce back, I think the Jags are on a massive, massive high, and it's in their stadium as well. Jags win.
Okay, Stu?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags as well. I think they've got some really exciting players on offense at the moment, and the Falcons are really poor. So, yeah, definitely the Jags.
And this is not my tie.
Hey!
Feel the roar of the Jaguars as the Falcons continue to collapse. Game three, Packers at the Raiders. Stuart?
Yeah, it's quite a hard one to call. I think I'm going to go with the Packers, but I don't think it'll be straightforward, and it could go either way.
Okay. Paul?
This is an interesting game, and there's only a field goal in it, really, as far as betting goes. Green Bay have been up and down this season. Oakland, again, you know, they're on losing record at the moment, but they can be good at home. Raiders.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, the Raiders are like the Rams. That every time you pick them, they upset you. I think the Raiders haven't really got anything left to fight for this season, whereas the Pack have. So I'm going to go with the Pack.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think the Mack truck will carry on running over the Packers this week. Game four is our featured game of the Bengals at the 49ers. And we'll go with Paul.
You had to come to me first on this one, didn't you? there's just, I don't see any way the 49ers can win this game. I really don't. We are all over the place. We're a mess. The Bengals are coming in with a fantastic record. It's got to be a Bengals win, I'm afraid.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to have to echo Paul's comments. I think McCarron's going to carry on where Dalton's left off. He is a very good quarterback from his college days. So, yeah, I can't see anything other than the Bengals win here.
Stuart?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go that way as well. I think the Bengals are going to win this game comfortably. And, yeah, there won't be a little transition from Dalton to McCarron.
Okay. Because I'm a well-known idiot where pick sixes are concerned, I'm going with the 49ers.
Why not? At least one of us is going 49ers.
Game five. Broncos at the Steelers. Paul?
This is another good game, Broncos at Steelers. The Steelers, at times, they've missed Ben Roethlisberger. He's back now. The Broncos now are without Peyton Manning, but they've got Brock Osweiler in place. The game's out in Pittsburgh, though. Pittsburgh, I think.
Stuart?
Yeah, I think this is a potential playoff game as well, this one. And I think all throughout the season, the Steelers' offense has been fantastic. And I think at home, I think they're going to get ahead, and it'll be hard for Denver to keep up in this game. So definitely the Steelers.
Okay. Gary?
Yeah, I'm going to say the same. I think the Steelers have hit form at the right time. Big Ben seems to shake off every injury he gets. So as much as Brock Osweiler has sort of stepped into that gap filled by Peyton Manning, I can't see anything other than the Steelers in this one.
And I'm going to complete the set for the Steelers as Big Ben keeps on chiming. And we go on to game six, which is the Cardinals at the Eagles. And Gary.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles obviously had a good win last week, and they seem to be sort of hitting a little bit of form. But I think with Arizona still fighting for that number one place in the NFC, I think they're going to try and keep pace with Carolina. And I think, yeah, the Cardinals are going to be too strong for the Eagles here.
Okay, Stuart.
Yeah, the Eagles are obviously very inconsistent. They have picked up a bit of recent weeks, but I can't see anyone else but the Cards winning this game.
Paul.
I've got to go with Arizona on this one, I think. Philadelphia Eagles are coming from the NFC least, where everybody's trying to beat everybody else or everyone's trying to lose to everybody else. I can't see the Eagles being able to come away with a win against the Cardinals, so Arizona for me.
Okay, so you must have worked out by now that this is my tie.
Yeah.
Some hard hitting causes loads and loads of feathers to come off the two bird teams. And there's more feathers than a boarding school pillow fight, which causes the game to be cancelled.
Yay!
Okay, so catching up on last week's scores, we had another pick six last week. Kat Victorino managed to get the full set.
Well done, Kat. Absolutely splendid effort there.
And there, so the overall leaderboard, Jordan McDonald still leads the way on 34. He's a point ahead of Graham Ross and Matt Healy, who are a further point away. Point ahead of Neil Jepson and Andrew Mitchell, who's sneaked up there quite quietly while he's running the league.
Questions to be asked.
Of the hosts, well, of the normal hosts, you've got Paul on 31. Our guest host tonight, Stuart, he's also on 31, so they're only 3 points off the lead. Gary's on 30, Brian's on 29, Deepak's on 28, and I think somebody else on the microphone's on 22.
Oh, you're doing well. You were on 18 last week.
I got four this week. I didn't do badly, yes.
Hey, not
so,
bad.
So, yeah, this week, Deepak, Paul and myself got four. Brian, Gary and Stu got three.
Do we know how many people are sort of within 6 points if somebody was to go with all six again? Do we know how many people are within 6 points of the top?
15. So, 15. From Jordan down to Deepak... That's 6 points, 34 to 28, and there are 15 people in that range.
Wow. So there you go. If somebody trips up and scores absolutely zero and you're in 15th place and happen to score all six, you could well be joining us all at the top. So literally everything to play for.
I think you'll find you're fairly safe from me catching anybody up.
Yeah, but you pick ties all the time.
Indeed. And I have been promised the golden snitch if I get one right.
Yes. We were discussing that. Yeah, definitely. Instant win if you get a tie right.
Okay, so that's it for me.
And that is it for this episode. Thanks to Andrew Mitchell for running the pick six. Make sure to get your picks in nice and early for this weekend's games. Thanks to you, the listeners, the reason we produce the show. Thanks to AudioNautics.com for the theme music. The discussions will continue on Twitter at Frequency49 and on Facebook, search the Frequency49 show. It's time to say goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye,
gentlemen.
On behalf of Gary, Kev and Stuart, I've been Paul McDonald, you've been the audience, and this has been the Frequency 49 show. Bye for now.